Oh yeah. Are you ready? Listen. Oh yeah. Listen, you ain't gotta feel this way. You ain't gotta live this life that's filled with pain. Jesus gave his life for you, it's not in vain.
No.
I know it ain't easy. Been through it, believe me. There's a shining light on the other side.
What up, world?
Hey, y'all, it's Cleanie.
And Sarita.
This is Simone.
And it's your friendly neighborhood snippet.
Once more.
So, once again, we're on video. Well, hi, YouTube.
Hello.
What's up?
Are you out there?
Hi, people. So we wanted to talk about something, again, that we've been really thinking about, something that's really important in our lives.
Yes.
And that is the importance of saying no.
The gift, the treasure of saying no.
It's a blessing.
Yes.
It's a blessing.
Yes.
And we had to learn it.
Yes. It's so easy to get caught up in saying yes all the time. Yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
It starts when you're single. And it's like, well, why not?
Right.
I don't want to be in the house by myself. So, all right, yes to everything.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes, like for me, I'm the only one of my sisters who does not have children. And so sometimes that yes is inflicted upon you. It is part of your birthright. It's what you have to do. You have no child, so you've got nobody to babysit. You're free. That means you have nothing to do, by the way, having no child. And so that means say yes to everything. What do you mean no? How are you not available? What are you doing?
I'm busy, okay?
Yes.
I got things.
Yes.
Cleaners is our baby.
Yes. Oh, we do have a baby.
Mm.
So we wanted to talk about saying no because we know that it can be hard and our intentions are good. We're never saying yes to everything with poor intentions.
Right.
But it can get really overwhelming really quickly. So we just wanted to guide you along the path towards no, because we've started saying no more in our personal lives and it's been beautiful.
You don't even know.
Yeah, so we just want to share that with you. What's the first tip we have for saying no, Sarita?
My first tip is to recognize something is a good thing or a God thing.
Yes.
So many times we get caught up in all of these things that seem good. Like, yes, I want to feed the homeless. And yes, I want to serve in this ministry. And yes, I want to be available to my friends. And yes, I'm in a small group. And yes, I need a Bible study. And yes, 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 yes. All of these things are good things, mm-hmm. but God may have only called you to do two of those like 80 billion things you have set yourself up for.
Absolutely.
And you may bog yourself down with all of these good things, but God's purpose is like one thing. So you need to kind of clear the slate a little bit, say no to almost everything, and then figure out what actually tugs at your heart. What's that God thing God has called you to? And then do that thing with excellence. And
yes.
That'll be better than all the other yeses that were not really what God wanted you to do.
Absolutely. And I think a great way to know if you're in that space is, how do I feel about the plans I made?
Mm.
I fell into this horrible space where I was making plans and resenting plans. I would be just overwhelmed, always rushing somewhere, always eating in the car, always just on the go. And I would make plans and they sounded good at the time. And yeah, I'm free and sure, that sounds great. And then the day would come and I'm like, oh, please just let them cancel. Am I sick? I could be sick. I could be sick. I could do this.
Horrible.
And I got to a point where I was like, wait a minute, there's a disconnect here. I'm making plans and then the day shows up and I'm like, this isn't even what I want to do, but I'm obligated now and I'm not even doing these things, feeding the homeless and serving God in different ways and being a part of these groups. I'm not even doing it with the right heart and the right spirit that I should have. I'm just showing up and it's like, all right, what time does this end?
Right.
When can I get to my bed?
Mm-hmm.
So if you find that you're in that boat and you're resenting the plans that you make, it might be a time for you to step back and evaluate and say, okay, what can I say no to here so that I can make room for the things that I'm really excited about? It makes me think of that scripture that says, let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. I didn't want to be unreliable. I didn't want to be letting people down if I said, hey, I was going to be here and now because I don't feel like it, I'm not coming. And I didn't want to keep doing things out of sheer obligation either. And so that scripture helped me to get to a place where I just started to scale back so that when I said yes again, it was an emphatic yes, I'm excited, I can give 110% to this, or no, I'm absolutely not available, and that's a non-negotiable.
Absolutely true. Another thing that it reminds me of is just people pleasing.
Oh gosh,
yes. A lot of the time when you are saying yes to stuff, you're not saying it from the joy of your heart. You're saying it because someone may have guilted you into it, or you really yes. want to please this person. Like if someone in authority asked me to do something, I may say yes just because they asked and they may know my name. This time when you're thinking about people pleasing and your yeses and you're stacking up all these responsibilities that may really have nothing to do with you, it's because you want that person to like you better, or you want to get in position for some type of promotion, and it doesn't have anything to do with, again, God's purpose or plans for your life.
Absolutely. And Courtney actually shared with us, oh, for you guys who are new to this, Courtney is our awesome, awesome program manager. She is our third part in yes. this trinity of sorts. Not that trinity.
Yeah.
But in this trinity of sorts.
Yeah.
She's our third part. And she shared this quote from Rick Warren that people-pleasing is a form of idolatry. And that really struck a chord with me because I never thought that I could idolize my boss or idolize my family and or even my friends. And then I realized, wait a minute, I've been guilty of this, and I definitely don't want to idolize a person, because it's false idolatry. And one of the commandments says, do not worship false gods. And so that was really a check for me. And so I appreciated that quote.
Yes. So again, the ultimate approval you need is from God anyway. And so if you kind of remember that God over people when it comes to approval, yes. it's easier for you to say no respectfully, you know, not to be like, no, girl, I ain't doing that.
Ooh. How many times I gotta tell you, don't ask me. No, don't do that.
I wanna see your children. Don't ask them to babysit. Don't do that. That's not nice. But you can say it nicely, especially if it really is, you know, impeding in your life. Now, sometimes your yes will be just because, hey, I really want to do this for you because I do appreciate you as a person. But not all of your yeses need to be that.
Absolutely.
Balance.
Mm-hmm. Plus, just like Saritha said earlier, I think you made a really great point when you said that these come along with additional responsibilities. Being involved in a small group isn't just the meetings. It's the outreaches, it's the studies, it's the homework, it's the community. There's so much involved. Same with sometimes with family. Coming to a function may mean bringing something. It may mean cooking something. It may mean purchasing something, whatever it may be. There are additional costs that need to be counted as well. And I think it's also a great way for you to decide what you should say yes or no to, depending on what you can afford, whether it's financial or time-wise.
That is so true. Let me bring it back to the scripture.
Hey.
In Galatians 1:10, it says, I'm not trying to win the approval of people.
Paul don't play.
Me and Paul, man.
Paul,
like, I ain't trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If people pleasing were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. So if you need to just say, you say the Bible said it. It wasn't me. It's in the word.
I'm just quoting Paul. You get mad at Paul.
Yes, it's like you're not trying to please other people. You're not even trying to please yourself half the time. You're trying to do what God wants you to do. And sometimes it's fun and sometimes not so much. But at the same time, you can say no with conviction, with reason.
With bass in your voice. Say it with your chest.
And then put a period behind it. No.
Yes.
Bam.
Because sometimes people will try to sway that decision. Because and I can talk about her because we're family.
Uh-oh.
But my sister. I love you, girl. But she had to learn that when I said no, it really was a no. And it got to a point where she was like, oh, this is really like a hard no. And I'm like, yes. Because she used to be like, okay, that's cool. I'll ask you tomorrow. And I'm like, wait, no, that's not how this works. And once you hold fast to it, it won't be easy, because you'll have people in your life who won't understand why all of a sudden you're doing something different. And they will, just like Saritha said earlier, try to guilt you, try to talk you out of it. Or like my sister, like, oh, that's no today. I'll just check with you tomorrow and get my yes. And I had to slowly teach her that, hey, no means no. But when it's a yes, she gets a quick and immediate yes. And she's like, oh, that was fast. I'm like, well, see, when it's yes, When it's no, it's no. So there may be a learning curve that some people in your life may need to go through to get there, but be patient with them. It's new for them. It's jarring for them. They don't understand how you're at everything, and all of a sudden you're trying to tell them you want to be at nothing. So be patient. They will come around. But first, you have to be the enforcer in that.
That's true. And as long as you pray about it, God will give you how to say it.
Yes.
When to say it, the Holy Spirit be just swooping in and helping smooth all those rough areas out, and so you're able to get your point across again without being disrespectful or hurting any relationships, because the relationships are important with the people.
Absolutely, you definitely don't want to hurt those.
Yeah. So, no's, let's do them in 2017.
Say yes to no.
Why are you so weird? Anywho,
I got excited about it.
I hope this helped, guys. I hope YouTube is doing all the things that we had hoped it is.
Yes.
Yes.
If nothing else, we're having a blast.
We really are. So subscribe. Subscribe to our videos.
Yes, please. And also be sure to check out our website, www.cleanairshow.com. Click the link. See all our other good stuff, too.
Yes. Follow us on our podcast, because, you know, that's what we do.
Yes, our home.
Yes, and have a good time.
Bye.
Showed you to mold you and grow. You ever had an epiphany? Have you ever had an epiphany? Have you ever had an epiphany? Have you ever?
Yeah, that was a good one.